Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Larry Freeman.
Hey, Cookie, how you doing? Is Ruby Dutton on the line? Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Oh, good evening, everyone. This is Ann. How you all doing?
Good evening, Ann. Good evening.
Good evening.
Someone else rang in. Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who started the recording?
I did.
Oh, you're there. Hey, Sasha.
Yeah. Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm doing good. Is Deacon Henderson on? I guess not. So where is it? Apostle, are you there? One more minute and we'll get started. Well, it's pretty hot when you open the door and the heat comes in. You don't even have to step outside.
Yeah, it's boiling hot out there.
Yes, it is. You have to put the trash out on the curb. I had to take my sweatshirt off because it's cold in the house. Take my sweatshirt off, go out there and put it in and run back.
Well, when we stepped out of the church and into the parking lot, it was enough to fry you.
Yeah. Only 7:06 p.m. Maybe by the time we finish with the opening prayer and song, or possibly the own. So, and welcome everybody to the call. On the behalf of Gates of Prayer and Enlightenment Ministry, Out of the Box, supported by Men of Hope Resource Center and Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, we welcome you to the call this evening. Today is the 14th of July, 2024. We welcome you to the 3P. Prayer, praise, and preaching. Oh, the E, equipped. So, let's move on. We have our opening prayer by Sister Ruby Dudley, followed by a song by Sister Susan Milton. And then, if Apostle is on the line, we will have our walk in the Word. We're ready.
Our Father, Lord God, we come this evening saying thank you. Lord, I come with your name this evening. I come giving you all the praise and all the honor. Lord, I come right now in the name of Jesus asking that you forgive me for all of my sins. God,
yes, Lord.
I come right now in the name of Jesus lifting up every household on this line. You know what we are standing in need of. You know what our hearts desire. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus, if it be your will, that you will meet us at the point of our needs, God. Bless household. Bless families, Lord God. Lord God, give us more love. Lord God, as we come to study your word tonight, we pray for whomever is going to bring your word, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray. We look up Apostle right now. We don't know what's going on, but she has not crossed the line for whatever reason. So we ask right now that you encamp your angels all around and protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger. We lift up Minister Singleton to you right now, God. Lord God, keep her, bless her, enlarge her territory. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for her willingness to come and teach us week after week after week, Lord God. Yes. Lord God, I just want to say thank you this evening. Thank you, Lord. If I can't say that, I can say glory, hallelujah to your name. You've been mighty good. So I'm grateful, God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is prepping out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terror, with war, his truth is marked down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marked down in the beauty of the living. Christ was born across the sea with the glory and his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. It's true.
Minister Singleton.
Good evening. Good evening to each of you that are joining with us in our evening session this afternoon. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it this evening. This evening, I'm going to ask if we would please go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 this evening. I ask that you certainly be praying for us as we just take a few notes, if you don't mind, Deacon Connor, just a few nuggets from this passage of Scripture. Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse number 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This evening, I just want to speak for just a few minutes from the topic of, have you been changed? Have you been changed? In the Bible, transformation means change or renewal from a life that no longer conforms to the ways of the world to one that pleases God, Romans 12 and 2. This is accomplished by the renewing of our minds and an inward spiritual transformation that manifests itself in outward actions. This new person, Sister Susie, on the inside comes to the outside. It is not about I looked at my hands and they look new. I looked at my feet and they did too. It is about the use of my hands for the glory of God because I have been changed. I am born again. I have been redeemed, and I am a child of the King. Can you testify with me tonight that you know without a shadow of a doubt you have been changed? The song says, I've been changed. The angels in heaven that sign my name. Using my feet in ministry, Deacon Connor, causes me to be the ambassador God has called me to be. The Bible presents the transformed life in Christ as demonstrated through our bearing fruit in every good work. In the natural, a fruit-bearing tree brings forth fruit for its owner to be able to eat and to be able to share with others. We see that right there in John chapter 15. My question tonight is, are you a fruit bearer? Are you bearing fruit for the kingdom of God? The transformed believer grows in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1 and verse number 10. How do I do that, Dr. Deborah? How do I bring forth fruit for the master? Well, I'm glad you asked me on tonight. Well, the first thing, Deacon Carter, my sisters and brothers that are joining us this evening, is that you must immerse yourself in the Word of God. Yes, you got to read the manual. You got to study the manual if you are going to be the fruit bearer that God has called you to be. Look at what 2 Timothy 2, 15a says. It says, study to show yourself approved by God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You have to set aside some personal alone time with God. Let me ask you tonight, when was the last time that you got away, you stole away just to be with God? That personal time between you and him, that personal time you went into your prayer closet where you took the manual, you took the word of God. Some of us may have taken our hymn book. Some of us may have taken our journal, but Sister Maddie, we stole away. We got alone with God, and we had just a little talk. Isn't that what the song said? Just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Yes. If you're going to reap R-E-A-P anything from the word, you got to read it, you got to examine it, you got to apply it, and you got to pray the word. Yes, you got to pray the word, and then on top of that, you got to become a doer of the word. I tell people, you can read the word all day, you can examine the word, you can be the best at being able to tell me what it says from Genesis to Revelation, but it's all about walking the word out. It's all about being a doer of the word. We have to do what the word says. When the word says love your enemies, we got to do it. When the word says pray for those who persecute you, we got to do it. This word transformation involves those who were once far from God, but now are being drawn near to him through the blood of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2 and 13. If we desire to see evidence of a transformed life, we can certainly look at the Apostle Paul. Remember, Paul, formerly called Saul, was a persecutor of the church, but became a proclaimer of the gospel due to his encounter with the Lord on the road of Damascus. He put his previous life on the altar, and he lived out Romans 8 and 9. When we look at this transformed life, it mirrors the attitude of the Apostle Paul. He says that in Galatians 2 and 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This power of transformation that I talked to us about tonight, knowing that I've been changed, knowing that I've been born again, knowing that I am forgiven, knowing that I am redeemed, knowing that I am an ambassador for Christ, it comes from one source and one source only. And speaking of Jesus, the Apostle Peter, empowered by the Holy Ghost, boldly declared this truth: salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Acts 4 and 12. This transformed life we live begin with the gospel message of Christ. For in it is the power of God. It is the gospel that brings us salvation. Pastor Kuiper told us that this past week, past Tuesday, in Romans 1, 16 and 17, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness is about faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Not only can Paul say he know he's been changed, not only Paul can say that he met Jesus on the road of Damascus, but I can say tonight, I know I've been changed. I know my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Can you say it tonight that you know you've been changed? You know you're being transformed. You know you're being changed. You know that you've been born again. Can you say it with me tonight? I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven done signed my name. Through the gospel message, Deacon Con of Christ, we learn to put off this old self, which belongs to our former matter of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. We have to be renewed, you all. We have to be transformed by the word of God. And this transformation can only come from one source, and that is our Heavenly Father. The only way we can be transformed is through the word of God, through the washing of the word, the washing of our mind, the washing of our walk, the washing of our talk. We have to put on this, Sister Ann, we have to put on this new self. created
yes.
after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:22-24. Let me remind us tonight that we are the righteousness of God, not righteous because of anything that we have done or could do, but because of the finished works of Jesus Christ at Calvary. We can walk in holiness tonight. We can walk in holiness in that it is not attached to the denomination of the building, but it is attached to our walk in Christ Jesus. It is attached to our aligning to the word and the will of God. Hallelujah tonight. For just before he died, the Apostle Peter provided us specific instructions on how we are to live out our transformed lives. Yes, when we look at a transformed life, I'm going to give you just a couple of nuggets tonight. I want to remind us that we are armed as disciples of Christ to do great things. As a matter of fact, the word says that we are armed to turn the world upside down because of our alignment with God. I don't know about you, but John 15 tells me that I am connected to the true vine. I am a branch that is connected to Jesus. And if Jesus remains in me and I remain in him, he says that we shall bring forth fruit. And tonight, my question tonight is, do you want to do greater things? People talk about doing great things in this world, but I want to say tonight, I want to do great things in the kingdom of God. And if you want to do great things tonight, let me give you a few things that you must do. The first thing is, Sister Susie, you must know you are called to be a minister of reconciliation. Somebody says, well, Deborah, what do you mean by a minister of reconciliation? Well, a minister of reconciliation is one that know that they have been born again, but one that is going forth and sharing and carrying out Matthew 28:19-20. The second thing, Sister Maddie, is if you want to do greater things in the kingdom of God, you must keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. You must know your identity. You must know that you are saved and that you are redeemed. The third thing is, not only must you know that you're called to be a minister of reconciliation, not only must you know that you got to keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. The third thing is, you got to know you must serve. The song says, serve this present age, my calling to fulfill. Mark 10:45 says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. The fourth thing is that we're going to do greater things as disciples of Christ, that we must submit and surrender to the leading of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, Acts 1:8. We cannot do the work without the activation of the Holy Ghost in our lives. The other day, I received a credit card from one of the local banks. And I realized to be able to use that credit card that I had to call and activate the card. If we as disciples of Christ is going to do the work of the kingdom, now we must activate the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. The fifth thing is, if we are going to do greater things, we must die to the flesh. We must die to the things of the flesh. Deacon Connor, the sixth thing is, if we're going to do greater things, we got to be able to disarm the grenades, disarm the missiles that are being thrown in the life of our children. If I told you all tonight that I had a grenade and I was getting ready to pull the pin, And I'm not, if you were in the same place with me, everybody would be scattered and everybody would be running. Now, but what do you mean, Deborah? Now, this on the grenades. I'm not, what I mean is we got to help people. Disarm the grenade of doubt. We got to help them disarm the grenade of envy. We got to help them disarm the grenade of jealousy. We got to help them to disarm the grenade of bitterness. We got to help them disarm the grenade of wickedness. And let me run on tonight. I just got a few more minutes. If we are going to do greater things, as disciples of Christ, you cannot come out of this time when we go in the time of prayer. You can't go back to things as usual. God has created power in each of us. Each of us is full of potential, but you must follow the principles of the word. And the last thing I want to say to the night, if you know you've been changed, if you want to be transformed, if you want to do greater things for God, you must be living testimonies to the world. You are called to be the salt and the light of the world. The world needs to see living examples of believers that are committed to trusting and praising God despite life's ups and downs. This evening, I want to ask the question again. Do you want to be a fruit bearer? Do you want to do greater things for God? Do you want to come out of the things as usual, doing just the day in and day out things? Do you want to see miracles? Do you want to see healing? Do you want to see deliverance? Then if you want to see those things, you must align yourself with the word of God. You must be that salt and that light of the world. You must put your trust in God, and then you must walk it out. What does Romans 12:1-2 says? I'll read it again for us tonight. Look at verse number 2. It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's got to be a change in our minds. We cannot continue to have the same thought process. We got to align to the will and the way and the word of God. That's all I got for you tonight. I pray that you have been blessed. I pray that you have been encouraged. But my last word is, do you know you've been changed? I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven done signed my name. I know that I'm going to live with him. But right now, while I'm down here, I'm going to be a living testimony. What about you? Amen.
Amen.
Angels in the heaven done sign my name.
Amen. That was powerful. That was powerful. Amen. Anyone? Amen. Man, I just hope that number 45 had a Damascus Road experience last night. Amen. Amen. We shall see. We shall see. Any comments, questions?
I would just like to say the Holy Spirit works from the inside out.
Amen.
And about what we do, what we say, and, you know, you can tell whether it is of God. And as long as we allow the Holy Spirit to use us in the way God wants to use us, then
yes,
we don't have nothing to worry about. It works from the inside
Amen.
Out. Because
inside.
We can say we can mm-hmm. say before and again, but our actions don't line up to it. You know, it's not working the way if the Holy Spirit not in us. Let me put it like that.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen.
Good evening, sir.
No one else. Oh, good evening. Is that Uncle John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. All right, all right.
Didn't let my minister Deborah get by. Just saying a few words. It was quite inspiration. Yeah.
What's in your thought?
Change. Do you know you've been changed? Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Come on now, y'all. If there's no one else, we move to the praise reports this evening. Praise him, praise him. Who's got the praise reports?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for life, health, and strength. And I'm also grateful that I was able to attend my family reunion this weekend. It's just such a blessing to see family come together because we're here
Amen.
This minute. We don't know what the next minute going to be like. And when you get to the
Amen.
Point where you become like, almost like the senior of the group, you know, old people. But guess what, y'all? Now I'm one of them old people. So it's
yeah.
just a
yeah.
blessing. We had a great turnout of young people. And young people
Amen.
Decided to the plate. And I'm just so grateful because it's hard to get our young people to do anything nowadays. And to just to think about they want to keep the family going. It was just a blessing to see and to hear that they want to keep the family going because, like I say, we done got old now.
Amen. Amen. I can relate to that. Amen. Because I'm the senior.
Thank you.
I am the senior. And I kind of sort of run things, too. But most of the work is done. Most of the work is done by the fantastic field. That's what I call my children and J.L.'s children and Lena's and Pally's children, the fabulous field. They're doing a fantastic job. Amen. It's good to see family come together like that. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, I was blessed to go to a funeral today, and I say blessed, and it was the legacy that preached itself. I went to Pastor Abney's funeral, and it was just so beautiful. It was done at a Jewish church,
mm-hmm.
and you could tell that he was culturally, he had been in the black church, he'd been in the white church, he'd been in the all type churches, but he had a beautiful legacy. And it, if anything, would bring you together
mm-hmm.
As a people, white, black, Jews, Baptists, whatever, that the services should have done it.
That's good. That's
it
good.
Was. I've never seen anything like this, where a man that had been a Baptist preacher and the Jews had so many great things to say about him, and I don't mm-hmm. even think they – I don't think he died as a Baptist. He didn't die as a Jew. He just died as a person praising the Lord. And they were
all
talking
right.
about how much he loved the Lord, how much he mm-hmm. gave Jesus the praise. And, I mean, I just was, it was beautiful. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. His legacy spoke for itself. And you remember Pastor Anthony, don't you, brother?
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook where he had passed, uh-huh. and I was thinking about him about a week before that. I said, I'm wondering if he's still around. Was he still attending Macedonia?
I think the last 2 years of his life he had been sick.
Okay.
But I think he did get to come one time since he had been sick. He came to Bible study one time at 12 o'clock Bible study. Might have been
quite well.
But it was one of the most beautiful legacies I've seen in years.
Yeah.
I mean, and the priest. I mean, it was a beautiful anointing. It was so good.
Because
yeah.
He had no choice.
Yeah, and they would talk about how he'd do his little dance, you know, and.
Mm-hmm.
White people were talking about how he did the little dance. The Jewish people were talking about how he did his little dance. And you know, so it just let you know he wasn't ashamed to do his little dance no matter where he was.
Mm-hmm.
That was his way of praising
mm-hmm.
God.
I remember him and his wife went on a tour, and she passed.
She passed, and they talked about all three wives,
yeah.
how he had been married.
Yeah.
And one grandson from the second marriage, he was in the ministry, and he talked about him, and so he was well thought of.
That's good. Very
yeah,
good.
it was so blessing to me just to see all that love that he had shared, and how he had crossed racial lines, how he had crossed
mm-hmm,
religious
mm-hmm.
lines.
Yep.
Praise God.
One God, one faith, one baptism. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Any other praise reports this evening? If there's no other praise reports, we'll move to the prayer list. Any additions to the prayer list? Your addition to the prayer list. Well, there are no additions to the prayer list. Put me on there because I have two doctor's appointments this week. One is just follow-up. Well, they're both just follow-ups. So, you know, pray that everything turns out well on the follow-up appointments. Amen, amen. No additions to the prayer list. Then, Mr. Singleton, scripture, please.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture tonight comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Amen. What encouragement, and we are admonished to trust in the Lord with our all and not to lean on our own understanding. And if we would acknowledge all our ways and acknowledge him, he said that he will make our pathway straight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Father.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father. So glad to be one of your children.
Yes, Lord.
I come today asking your forgiveness for your, for all my sins. I come this evening thanking you for being in the midst today of the services that I was blessed to be there. I don't know that I've seen a service like that before, where you got the total glory from all types of religions and all types of races. And I just give you the praise today, Lord, because I know that's what you want us to be about, loving everybody.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, I say thank you for the opportunity to have been in that midst. Thank you for Brother Abney's life, that he wanted everybody to see Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, I say thank you. And let our light so shine that we can tell the world about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that we will, that our lights will shine where we can draw everybody, where we can draw the black, the white, the Jews, the Muslims, the whatever, that we can draw them all to you.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We say thank you. We say thank you. We thank you for your word.
Yes,
and I just
yes.
can't love you enough and can't thank you enough. And for that, I give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 We hope to thank all our participants this evening, starting with the prayer by Sunshine Dudley, our songstress, Milton, and especially our walk in the word by Minister Deborah Singleton. It was a fantastic walk. Thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing you on Tuesday. Have a good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Love you. Good evening. Medi Freeman, give me a call.